Back just a little bit. We ready to go? Tom? Okay. Welcome and may the Lord be with you. I bet at least a few of you said, at least in your mind, and also with you. Well, this is different. As you know by now, the leadership of the Bergen United Methodist Church has decided to suspend services and most other gatherings for at least the next 3 weeks, in an effort to do our part to slow down the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Community worship is an important part of our life together. Some say it's the most important thing we do. We gather to give thanks and praise to the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and everything else we do as a church grows out of our worship together. But there is more. For some, Sunday mornings is the primary time to connect with our brothers and sisters in Christ. The wonder of the body of Christ is that we don't have to be in the same room to be one. The Holy Spirit makes that possible. However, having said that, during this time of social distancing, please make every effort to stay in contact with each other, especially those who are infirmed or elderly. If you choose to self-quarantine, for whatever reason, please let the church office know by mail or phone, email or phone, if there's anything you need help with, whether it's shopping or other tasks. If you are willing to assist others in those tasks, please do the same by contacting the church office by phone or email. As a Facebook friend posted this week, we are canceling worship, not church. These times are an opportunity to find ways to be church with each other and for the community, even when we can't gather to worship. Just as connecting with each other during these times may take extra effort, connecting with God together will as well. I've wondered how to best use our time this morning. As we are in the middle of our Listen worship series, I realize that it might be even more important today to slow down, to stop, and to listen. There are so many voices out there, so much information coming at us, so much anxiety and ranting, fear and anger, that hearing the more subtle, divine voice of God can be difficult. So this morning, at least, who knows what we may do next week, I have adapted the order of worship from our Listen series. My wife, Allison, will help with some of the readings, and there are a few others here helping to record this brief service. We invite you to join us as we extend our worship to you through the marvels of modern technology and the Holy Spirit. For this morning, I am not going to preach per se. We will be using a more expanded version of the Lectio Divina, or divine reading, that we've been using during the past few weeks. As I pondered what to do, I realized that it's important to name the situation that we are in. It is uncertain. I wish I could stand up here and with confidence say that it's all going to be okay. And for most of us, at least according to the experts, it probably will be, even if we contract the virus. But that may not be the case for all of us or for all of those that we love. And that's scary. A caring pastoral response to that would be to bring words of comfort and peace in the midst of uncertainty and fear. And while I can pronounce those words, while I can say God is with you, and while I can even read the text that might say that to you, I realize that only God can truly comfort us. It is only the Holy Spirit that can give us that peace that passes all understanding. So I'm going to try and get out of the way this morning and to let God speak to you from our text, to give our Lord the opportunity to make himself known to you through the scriptures, and to make space for the Holy Spirit to move in the text and in us. When the time comes, the scripture, Psalm 46, will be read several times with times of silence in between. Listen to both the readings and in the silence. Be attentive. Don't worry about what the text is supposed to say or mean, what the commentators may believe the text is talking about. There are times to attend to those things. But for this morning, open your spirit to what God is saying to you and to what God might be saying to us. Two things before we start. First, a more detailed email is going to be sent out tomorrow with details about the changes and about how we can continue to do ministry during this time. Second, just as if you were present, shut off your phones, silence anything else that may distract you. If you have others in your home, gather them together and worship with us as one. If they aren't going to be joining you, maybe just let them know that you're going to want 10 to 15 minutes of uninterrupted time. And oh, if you wish to read the scripture as well as hear it, it may be helpful to have a Bible in front of you. Pause this recording if you need to, if you need to get things in order and to get ready, to get set. And when you are ready, wherever you are, come back so that we may stop and listen together. The season of Lent is characterized by a turning or reorienting oneself towards the holy. What we pay attention to, we're told, is what forms us. So let us continue this season of listening, of hearing that still small voice, and of finding our own voice, our own selves, the selves God created us to be, by turning our attention, by turning our spirits towards the light of the world. You are invited to sit quietly in the silence without any expectation of what you're supposed to be thinking. Don't worry about sounds or other distractions. Just let them come into and out of your attention. We spend so much time solving and fixing and figuring out. Let us just sit for several moments and let things be. For that which then I thought was right, have mercy on us, God. For that which now I regret, forgive us, God. For that which hence I know not what to do, guide me, God. Come and rest. Come and listen. Know that grace, forgiveness, and guidance are available to you at each and every moment that you turn to receive them. It's time to listen to the text. Our pattern of Lectio Divina will include three readings of Psalm 46. After each reading, there will be a time of silence, and you are invited to follow along at your own Bible at home, or just listen as the texts are read. If you do follow along, I encourage you to just listen to the word for at least one of the three readings. As you listen, and in the silence, pay attention to whatever it is that the Holy Spirit calls to your attention. It might be a word, or a phrase, or a whole verse. And some people find it helpful to jot that verse or those things down as you continue to listen together.
God is our refuge and strength,
a help always near in times of great trouble.
That's why we won't be afraid when the world falls apart,
when the mountains crumble into the center of the sea,
when its waters roar and rage,
when the mountains shake because of its surging waves.
There is a river whose streams gladden God's city,
the holiest dwelling of the Most High.
God is in that city. It will never crumble.
God will help it when the morning dawns.
Nations roar, kingdoms crumble.
God utters his voice, the earth melts.
The Lord of heavenly forces is with us.
The God of Jacob is our place of safety.
God is our refuge and strength, a help always near in times of great trouble. That's why we won't be afraid when the world falls apart, when the mountains crumble into the center of the sea, when its waters roar and rage, when the mountains shake because of its surging waves. There is a river whose streams gladden God's city, the holiest dwelling of the Most High. God is in that city. It will never crumble. God will help it when morning dawns. Nations roar, kingdoms crumble. God utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of heavenly forces is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety.
And as you hear the text this last time, maybe ask what response God is calling you to make in light of what He has spoken to you. God is our refuge and strength, a help always near in times of great trouble. That's why we won't be afraid when the world falls apart, when the mountains crumble into the center of the sea, when its waters roar and rage, when the mountains shake because of the surging waves. There is a river whose streams gladden God's city, the holiest dwelling of the Most High. God is in that city. It will never crumble. God will help it when morning dawns. Nations roar, kingdoms crumble. God utters His voice. The earth melts. The Lord of heavenly forces is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety. Each week during Lent, we've been having an appointment with God, utilizing prayer stations as a way of connecting with the holy. This week, if we gathered together, we were going to focus on listening and on jotting down whatever thoughts or insights have come to you about this journey. We were going to use the prayer books that have been in the pews and then share them the following week by moving them around so that we could get a glimpse of the wisdom God has been sharing with others. Obviously, you don't have the prayer book at home, but you may choose to jot down insights that you've gained from this Lenten journey or something that God speaks to you in this moment. You may choose to use this appointment with God to pray for people you know that are in need or for the concerns of the world. You may continue to use it just as a time to listen in silent prayer, listening prayer, creating space for God to continue to speak to you and to work in you. If you do jot things down, please send them to me. I can share them anonymously, of course, and in that way we can all share in the wisdom of God. This will be an extended time of silence, and so let us come and rest. Let us come and listen. Okay, you can cut it there. And then I'm gonna do the closing part in the benediction. As you begin to come out of our appointment with God, let us pray together. Holy wisdom, open us to getting still enough to listen for you. Nudge us into new insights for living the fullness of life that you desire for each of us. Take us deeper into that place where our own knowing is touched by your divine hand. Lord, help us as we have received you and your grace and your presence today to offer that to others throughout all of our days, but especially during these times of trial. We join this prayer with all of those that we have offered during this time, And hear us as we pray together, Lord, the prayer that Jesus taught us by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now as you move into this week and whatever life may throw at you, hold to that which is happening on the outside and the inside, dear. Love what comes across your path for what it will teach you. Cherish the struggles that you may face for how God may use them to guide you. And know that in each and every person there is that divine presence, that image of God given to all of us. Brothers and sisters, listen every day until we meet again. Get quiet enough to hear that still small voice, and may the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with us all, providing comfort and peace. And all of God's people say, Amen. Go in peace. Have a blessed week.